A Boston theater company is putting on a production of Macbeth with what it calls a translated Shakespeare text. But the Actors Shakespeare Project says the reaction in Boston has been intense, especially from those protective of Shakespeare's work. WBUR's Maria Garcia has the story.
A few years ago, playwright Migdalia Cruz was chosen for a commission that initially excited her, but also frightened her. The Oregon Shakespeare Festival commissioned her to translate a Shakespeare play.
Why would anybody change Shakespeare? It's like a crazy idea.
The playwrights chosen had the liberty to figure out how exactly to translate Shakespeare. For Cruz, she wanted to make Macbeth immediately understandable to contemporary ears while preserving its rhetorical rigor.
This is already a good play. How do you shine a light on it from whatever your perspective is? And for me, as a New Yorican from the South Bronx, how do I make it so that it's speakable?
Cruz set out painstakingly dissecting the play verse by verse, word by word, and to understand Shakespeare's thoughts at the time. To notice the difference in the translation, you have to first listen to the original. Here's Paige Clark, the actor playing Lady Macbeth, in Actors Shakespeare Project, reading an original Lady Macbeth speech.
Was the hope drunk wherein you dressed yourself? Hath it slept since? And wakes it now to look so green and pale at what it did so freely? From this time such I account thy love. Art thou afeard to be the same in thine own act and valor as thou art in desire? Wouldst thou have that which thou esteem'st the ornament of life, and live a coward in thine own esteem, letting I dare not wait upon I would, like the poor cat i' the adage? And I'll do our translated version. Are your hopes drunk with which you dressed yourself? Have they slept since? And wake right now, looking so green and pale, made sick by what they once longed for freely? From now on, I will question your love. Can you be the same in action and valor as you are in desire? Would you have what you esteemed as the crowning glory of life? Or live a coward in your own esteem, letting I dare not come before I will, like a fish-loving cat who dare not wet his feet?
Did you catch the subtle differences? The language is still solid and stern, but also so much more modern and accessible. Here's actor Paige Clark again.
My absolute favorite translation bit that Migdalia did, she did that work for me. The last line in the Shakespearean verse is, like the poor cat in the adage, in the adage. An adage is a saying. Well, we don't know what that adage or saying is anymore. Yeah. We don't. Shakespearean audiences did.
So Cruz had to research the adage used hundreds of years ago in Europe.
The idiom is, the cat wants the fish but doesn't want to wet his paws. So a cat's like sitting by a lake or a river or something and really wants a fish to eat, but he's too lazy to, or too afraid to get his paws wet. So that's the adage.
Despite the care with which Cruz approached the translation, Actors Shakespeare Company says it has received a surprising number of negative comments from Bostonians who have yet to even see the production, but who think Shakespeare's texts should never be touched. Artistic director Christopher Edwards says it's not lost on him that these criticisms often come from a predominantly white audience and are aimed at a production of mostly people of color.
We've had some pushback that I would say actually borders on racism around people of color doing something that was initially created for white Anglo males. And so the fear of diversifying that and that being taken away, I think, it may be working on some minds as well.
For Cruz, translating Shakespeare allowed her to settle into her power as a playwright, to take ownership of her talent.
It made me feel really free. Because I thought, after years of being treated as less than, woman, Puerto Rican, from the Bronx, poor, whatever it is they wanted to say to me, I can say I actually think I really am entitled to my job.
Actors Shakespeare Project's production of Macbeth runs until November 11th. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Maria Garcia.